This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So it's a big after dinner munch down, and I'm chomping away. And Stephen Jenkins.
Yes.
And Benji Madden.
Yes.
Start fighting over the difference between a chocolatier and a candy maker. And they're just at each other's throats.
Can't we just enjoy the chocolate, enjoy the candy? I know those guys.
And I go, guys, well, because it's never actually about what it's about with them. And I go, guys, I know the difference, and I'll make it real simple for you. And I grab a big handful of chocolates and I throw them in my mouth. And a big handful of jelly beans and I throw them in my mouth. And I go, wah, 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 wah. And even those guys got a crack up at that.
Breaking the tension.
Yes. And it was such a great way to diffuse it because, of course, Steven had a Bowie knife out and was, you know, cutting his own chest, being like, I'm showing you how tough I am, Benji.
You should honestly go to the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, and just cool everybody out. I really have been thinking about taking a trip there and to some of the other fucked up shitty places where they're just being stupid.
But some of the candy there is not, you would not like.
You would need, yes, because some of the candy's like goat candy or something. Yeah, and it's too crazy for me. Just... and it's not always got washed right. So I would like to go there and I would like to cool everybody out, but I would probably have to bring my own candy, and they're cracking down at TSA about that stuff.
Yeah. What was the argument?
So
how could they disagree on the difference between a chocolatier and a candy maker?
Well,
it just seems
Benji
feels
that a candy maker is a chocolatier.
Oh, okay.
And Steven's going, well, chocolatier is its entirely own category. And Benji's like, no, you can be a candy maker and make chocolates. And so you are a chocolatier, but you make other candies. And Steven's saying, no, it's much narrower than that. If you're a chocolatier, you're a specialist.
I will think about it some more. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking a button, dropping names of the red carpet, lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
It's like the difference between a novelist and a writer.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Squares and rhombuses.
Oh, haze. No, squares and...
You're right. Thank you for being gentle about it.
No, haze.
You're right.
It's squares and diamonds.
And this is why I sort of wanted to start the show, because I didn't want to get into to overextend myself with shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell was going to start happening very soon.
That we're
going to
get in pretty deep water.
I was going to start to mess around with shapes that might bite me back a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that is what happened.
Yeah.
But speaking of rectangles, that's what you see the movies on. And the big movie now, Superman vs. Batman, you think, well, it must be Superman and Batman vs. the bad guy. Well, I actually go see the movie and then talk to me about how they're fighting each other.
Yeah, and there are punching and kicking. It's pretty scary. And what it makes me think about is, these are two good guys, really, who's fighting each other.
Mm-hmm,
and it's a misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm,
but because it would be so natural to see a good guy fight a bad guy, or even a bad guy fight a bad guy, because they're both mean in their core.
Yes, they don't like anybody.
Yes. What it makes me think is, What other good guys could you see fight each other?
Just, if this works, why not try it again with some other superheroes?
As a thought experiment.
Yes. Like, I would be sort of interested, for example, to see Mankind face off against Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Two superheroes, Elizabeth Warren, beating up the big banks.
Yeah.
Maybe the big banks hire Mankind and Mr. Sacco. Maybe Mankind is making Elizabeth Warren eat Mr. Sacco.
I am curious about if Buzz Lightyear were to really get into it with my neighbor Jessica. They're both good.
So good, yes. Jessica is so nice.
So sweet. And really takes care of herself and has a very good body.
Yes. And doesn't, like, you know, she's not like one of those neighbors that's like always trying to talk to you. She, like, is often just like sort of hiding in her place when you go by.
No, which, yeah. She's one of these neighbors who's so polite that if you are even approaching her door, she'll turn the lights off.
Yeah.
She'll draw the shades.
Mm-hmm. She'll hang a gone fishing sign on the door.
Yeah. She never wants to bother you. She wants you to have your privacy. Mm-hmm. And she's so considerate that it almost veers a little bit the other way, where it can be hard to talk to her. I think she's shy.
She's so much a superhero.
Yeah, she's such a superhero. And I will try to bring her over when I've baked up some brown butter blondies.
Yeah.
And I'm just
turning the
like,
fan.
I
turning
know the, way I could finish this.
Yes, turning the fan on so it kind of like goes toward her door, and mm-hmm. you're hoping that it will draw her over.
Yeah, and no, not
and she turns the fan on to blow it back.
But what would she do with Buzz Lightyear? He's small, but yeah. He's got like rocket blasters,
right?
So I just wonder, the two of them going at it, how does that look?
Sure.
And then there's probably a movie in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Jessica, if you're listening, you know, let's work together.
I would love to see a real showdown between Adele and America's Top 40,
mm-hmm.
which is something that's been going on. It's been brewing for a long time, where Adele has been dominating America's Top 40 over the years. But America's Top 40, I think, is going to be around for longer.
Yeah.
It's very hard. Because mm-hmm. America's Top 40 is not a person.
It's an institution.
So it fights by just existing for a long time.
Yeah, and that's a tough battle. Stop.
Ryan, stop.
Engineer Ryan, stop.
Sorry, what did I do?
You took a picture at a weird time. You just made a weird choice of when to...
I'm terrible at these
to
photos.
Take a picture.
Ryan, the two of us are alone without a guest.
Yeah, I noticed. Sorry.
Yeah. And it makes me wonder if you are trying to have us talk about you like you're a superhero and be like, oh, I'll do...
Oh, Engineer Ryan versus...
I'll do such a brave deed at...
Arthur from The Tick. You know, it's like...
Dude, he would crush you. Ryan.
He'd shatter your butt, dude.
Ryan.
With one... mighty punch.
He would honestly eat you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, sure. I can't think of a superhero that wouldn't eat you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, remember Colin Farrell said that in the... do you remember?
No. Oh, it makes me so sad because I thought I was saying it.
No, Colin Farrell says it when he's when he made a naughty video.
Oh, he said, I'm going to eat you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Oh, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's talking about Hernando.
I'm always picking stuff up from those videos and forgetting where they come from.
Yeah, and you're always watching them in your downtime.
Yeah.
With your headphones in on your phone when I first come in to the record, and you just keep holding up your finger like I need a minute.
Oh, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That is what it's from.
Yeah. Anyway,
and now that's it makes me wonder why I associate that with Ryan's mm-hmm. face.
Mm-hmm. Why are those so close in your mind? Well, the human mind is a curious beast. There's all sorts of blind corners that you can find yourself turned down.
Yeah.
If you want to go exploring in there, I find it's best to bring a flashlight.
Tom Green versus Bam could be interesting.
Oh.
Because they've been both destroying their own parents for so long. The bad guys that are their parents trying to make them be nice and, you know, be boring and go to sleep.
Yeah. Or just not have, porno on their car or whatever.
How do you wake someone up with fireworks if they never go to sleep?
I often think, and I am scared of this idea of this actually becoming a fight, but Macklemore versus Ryan Lewis.
I don't even want to. I don't.
I'm just saying.
No.
I'm just saying.
No. I don't even want to.
Two forces of explore pure this. Kindness.
I don't want to explore it. It's too sad. It's really too sad to think about because
they could destroy each other completely.
It'd just be a waste. It would be such a waste. I would be so, so sad to see that. And I'm so sorry that you brought that up. And I'm sorry that we did this segment at all, honestly, because now just to put that out there.
That it's in people's minds.
It's such a scary idea.
And a true villain would find some way to turn them against each other.
Yeah.
Ugh. And is that what's happening in Batman versus Superman? Who's pulling the strings? Who's making them want to fight each other?
Is there, I mean, Lex Luthor is also a producer, is the name of a producer, like a music producer. Yeah. So I imagine it would probably be
so Lex
him.
Luger, if he's doing,
yeah,
he's like, hey, Macklemore, I'd love to work with you. And then Ryan Lewis is like, wait, why are you working with a different producer?
Yeah.
And then he's also like, and Ryan, I'd love to rap on some of your tracks. And Macklemore goes, those are my tracks.
Yeah.
But they don't know.
He's pulling the strings.
Yes, and that puppet master somehow makes those two angry with each other. And then pretty much as soon as the first punch is thrown, okay, gay people can't get married anymore.
It all goes backwards.
Right?
Yes.
You have to wear brand name clothing and you're not allowed to get it from the thrift store.
Macklemore goes and spins around the earth and reverses its reverses time. So people can't get gay married anymore. And you have to buy a $50 t-shirt.
Yeah, you have to buy a $50 t-shirt with a big label and big name on it.
Yes.
You have, you aren't aware of your privilege anymore.
Yeah.
You have to be addicted.
Not sorry about winning the Grammys anymore.
Yeah.
He's glad that it happened.
He loves having the Grammys and he uses them to pick his teeth after eating a big plate of ribs.
We have a
no napkins.
We have a pretty good guest today. Julie Klausner is here.
Heard of it.
To talk about musical theater again. And she's on Difficult People.
And now you can take a picture of Ryan.
See, do you see how just the flow of these things and when is a good picture
that
time?
The energy is like lending itself to.
Yes.
And I'll even move in close and maybe you can get
when did you have glasses?
Together. I just got them.
During the show?
Yeah. I went and got them just now.
Because before.
Yeah, you got them prescribed.
There were no
show.
Glasses and I think he's trying to make me think that he's super bad.
Take the picture.
Nice.
And he waited until I wasn't. Yeah.
Great
no
photo.
Shit. No shit.
Ryan. Guys, if the photos suck this week, please do email engineer Ryan.
On Hollywood Handbook.
Ba-ba. Ba-ba.
So, I'm in salad class with Ken Watanabe.
What?
You salad class. I talk to you about salad class every week.
Oh, right. This is the thing with the, you take it from, tell me again.
Say, you don't act like you don't know.
No, you've talked to me about it. I just haven't always.
It's a class where you learn to make fine salads, not just fine salads, or any, like, quick salads or gourmet salads. It's,
oh, with all the ingredients, you
yes,
said.
Yes, with the
because
ingredients.
Yes, because last week they were teaching you how to put a raisin very small.
Yes. And so this week,
yeah,
you know, I've been preparing my bacon sriracha vinaigrette, and I was spring break, and I'm drizzling the spring mix.
Huh?
And what? It's the spring mix.
The dressing.
Yes, the dressing. Yes. And that, I don't even remember where I was at the story.
No, go ahead. You keep saying, huh. Well, it's very confusing the way you tell it.
What's confusing about it?
You're just all over the place.
It said I was in salad class, and then the next thing I did was make a salad.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it lost me. It was the way you told it was not very good, but go ahead.
I don't have to tell it.
No, now I'm curious.
So I don't want to confuse you.
No, I'm curious.
I honestly don't know a different way to do it.
You were in a solid class.
Ugh.
You had bacon, raspberry.
I know you know what it is.
Yeah,
because I talk to you about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't get in? Is that what it is?
Oh, I don't even remember. That's a billion years ago. Eons ago. Was that even the same class that I didn't get into?
Anyway, I'm making it, and every time I look back at the bowl, it's gone. And then I have to request new materials, fill it up, put more vinaigrette on it.
A crazy dog loose?
And then I turn around, it's gone again. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought a crazy dog was loose because of the bacon.
Mm.
But too spicy.
Oh, sure.
And then I hear Ken Watanabe saying, it hurts so good. And then I know he's eating my salad, my bacon sriracha salad. And I guess he was trying to get ahead in the class from me because I wouldn't have any salad because he was eating it all. But I still managed to graduate a whole semester ahead of him.
Okay.
And they made him present my degree. So.
And he took my spot. Well, good for you. I still don't totally follow what you were talking about or why.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
Word up, word up.
Sometimes we do an acclaimed episode and everyone claps. And they say, we love it.
They say, we'll never forget this one.
Yes. And we want to do it again. And so that's what we're going to do today. We're going to do an episode that we did before.
Instead of one of the extra episodes that we normally do, we're just sort of doing it. This one we're actually going to put some work into and have it be good. Funny, smart, nice, memorable.
Yes.
Tricky, dastardly.
Devious.
Devious, conniving.
Wicked. Nefarious.
Cunning. Linguist.
Julie Klausner is here, and her episode, I think, if Howl ever puts up the paywall, which they are going to do,
and they have been,
any day now.
I saw them building this thing, and you cannot get through it without a big pile of dough,
yes,
brother.
They'll laser beam you.
Mm-hmm.
The wall?
Yes. It's like in Neverending Story. It's got the big sphinxes.
Yeah.
And laser beam
rock
you to
people.
Dust.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, if you're not pure of heart, even if you look like a brave knight, you could still inside. If you're scared, then forget it. You're smoked, unfortunately.
So in case that ever happens, we are taking some of our old episodes and doing them again.
Oh, are we doing the what we did before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Recreating, I'm just going to try and remember exactly what we did. Okay.
But a little different version because last time we did a jukebox musical for Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
Yes. We cannot do that again.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, we got in trouble with the law. Johnny Law came and said, and really Dave Law said, stop using my songs.
Mm-hmm.
And my last name's not Law, it's Matthews. And he said, you can do that, and I'm jealous of how good you did it, I think was sort of the undercurrent from his voice, that he was jealous we did it better and had a better story for a lot of those songs. So now, what are we going to do, Hayes?
Original musical.
Original musical.
Oh, wow.
Our own songs we write.
Our own jukebox.
And when Dave Law knocks on the door,
hey,
can I use these songs now for my concert, finish my album?
Then we send Dave to court.
Gotta go to jail
you
now.
You sue him for asking you to record your songs.
When he hears how good these are, and they're really better.
He'll do them on his podcast.
He'll do them on his podcast.
Does he have a podcast?
Oh, God. Julie, everyone does.
What's it called?
Oh, Julie.
What's it called?
Dave's?
Under the podcast table and dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Casted stuff.
I imagine the theme song is really good.
Yeah. It goes a little something like this. Oh, wait. I can't do his songs.
Oh, I got it.
I queued us all up for it.
He bummed us out.
Too bad, huh? I should have just done it, you know?
But we don't want to get in trouble. Back to court, and what happened last time was very embarrassing for you.
What if I just changed some of the words?
You didn't accept a plea?
No.
What if I changed the word podcast in the song to smodcast?
Okay.
Then we're in trouble with Kevin Smith.
But then they cancel each other out.
Why didn't you settle?
They have to sue each other.
Why didn't you settle?
Don't settle for cable. Go ahead.
Here comes my good smodcast. Hey, you better download and listen. Don't forget to subscribe. That's how it goes. Like my Facebook page, get on the forums. Hey, all of my listeners. It goes on like that. Anyway, he says smodcast.
Usually they send you a cease and desist before there's even like, you know what I mean? Like usually you just get the letter and you stop doing it.
Well, how often that happens to you? You seem very familiar with the process.
I think it's surprising you guys went to court. That takes a long time. And I feel like I was here just a moment ago in my mind.
Well, Hayes is obsessed with SVU, so he's seen a lot of lawyer stuff. So he's
You can just watch a marathon of like Law and Order whenever it's on?
It's like a box of bonbons.
And then it's like 4, 5, 6, 7 days later.
Later in the day.
And you're like, I've watched all of them.
I've seen them, and they always are so great.
Good.
It's comfort food, isn't it, for us? Isn't that true? It's French fries.
Try to eat just one French fry.
It's crinkle cut fries. I feel like my youth. Coney Island and all that.
You grew up in Coney Island.
I started to, yeah.
What happened again?
Took a bumper car down the coast. Drove it all the way out. All the way out of the state.
So that your adolescence was spent in?
Niagara Falls.
It went over Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was the first guy
during
to take a bumper
adolescence,
car over Niagara Falls.
Took a bumper car over Niagara Falls, right at the peak of my adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
His hormones raging, waters raging.
His voice was deep when he came out of the,
Can I do it again? I said.
Hey now, can I do it again?
You said that about puberty.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to go over the falls again. It terrified me. But stronger for it, what doesn't kill me and all that. Bingo bango. We're having a corker of an episode, and this feels just like the first one.
Yeah.
So we're doing a jukebox musical without the jukebox, really without the music, but we are going to be making some songs. And what do you want a musical about?
Well, we have to pick a subject and something that's hot.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt, but remind me what my role is, because last time I remember you guys were just asking me for my opinion.
Thank you for your apology. Yes.
What do you mean just asking you
for your
opinion?
Well, I'm not sure if you want me to be a creative collaborator. You know what I mean? Like, you just asked me, and I'm like wondering if that's like a suggestion from the audience.
God.
Or if you
well, this is what we're asking right
am
now.
Am I in the room?
Are you negotiating?
Am I in the room? You know what I mean? Am I in the room?
What do you need? Like, what is it? There's obviously you have an agenda. There's obviously something you want.
I didn't come in here with an agenda. I just want to know where my place is.
Okay. You can be assistant boss to the king of the musical.
Who's the king?
Well, probably Hayes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it.
Just the way I, you know, kind of present myself.
I'm the
Archduke. It seems like I would be the king of the musical.
And I'm the Archduke.
But we need something that's like, we know about all this Hamilton and how everyone wants.
Hamilton?
Yes.
The Three Sisters.
Warming up.
Hame.
Warming up.
Hame.
Hamilton.
Yes.
Right.
Haim Milton.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
Milton, like that nerdy Simpsons character. Everything's coming up Milton. Remember Bart's friends with him? What a dork. How come Bart is so cool and badass and his friend is this
his
dork?
His only friend is a dork.
Make you wonder, really.
Yeah, and he's constantly getting beat up.
Yeah, is he as badass as we think? Well, that's interesting, actually. That's cool there. So anyway, it's Haim Milton. That's the hotness. Everyone loves it. Mm-hmm. Can we get in there?
Top it.
Yeah, can we top it?
Famous person we can do
something
about.
Famous and since you want to be assistant boss, okay. Like maybe you have an idea for famous person.
Like a historical figure?
Ideally.
Reen?
Mm. Is that a female version?
Mm. Historical figurine?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like a ballerine.
What about Baryshnikov's?
That could be interesting. Who is that?
He was a man.
He already has
music that he dances around to, him. That he dances to.
We want someone that doesn't have...
That's a good point.
We want to make the
musical connection.
Bobby Flay?
That's good. I mean, maybe more political than we wanted. I had a pitch, and you just react to it. This isn't taken away from your role. Joe the Plumber? That feels red hot.
I feel like...
In terms of just what's tweeting right now.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
I love that idea.
It feels good.
And so this is why maybe the previous role we'd set up for everyone makes sense.
Works
no,
a little
I
better.
Feel like I want to be higher up on the chain because I'm so... It's like, you know how everyone's all about OJ, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is like a little after OJ.
This is J.O.
But it's still...
Yeah.
Okay. What was I saying?
This is after OJ.
Yeah, but it's still not now.
No.
Yeah. No, we don't want to do anything that's now. Because we don't know if it could stand the test of time.
Yeah.
Like, Joe the Plumber's been held up.
He's been vetted by history.
Well, it's also like he's never left the public eye. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're always talking about him.
Yes.
He never stopped.
But not singing about him before.
No, we haven't sang about him or heard him sing his story.
Yes.
So that feels like the right area. I'm glad I come up with it. And now let's say what he did, just so we have a framework of what some of the songs will be. And I seem to remember that he is friends with John McCain, or John McCain pretended he's his friend.
I thought it was more about Sarah Palin than
you
John
think
McCain.
It's that.
I thought, well, because it's nice to have a female like lead. I think.
And already we have a rich song where it's—is it McCain or Palin? You know. And doesn't that feel like
which
a sort of reggae island beat?
Was the first thing where he Obama was trying to talk and saying all this stuff, and then Joe the Plumber was like, hang on, what about this? Yeah. And Obama was like, Obama, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe the...
yeah. I think that might be right. And we don't... One thing that's a little tricky.
Yeah.
We don't want to take sides in terms of if we like Obama or even Joe the Plumber or anybody.
It doesn't need to be a political show.
It's a show for everybody.
Right.
Do you like music? Do you sort of remember what Joe the Plumber was about?
Yeah.
What if we open at a press conference, like the first musical number is at...
That's good.
Dude.
You guys look like you're into that idea.
Nice.
Yes.
So like the ensemble...
That could be the shit.
That actually fucking owns, bro.
So what if you have, you know, you have the ensemble, you have
everyone's
like
gathered
swings
around,
and they're all like buzzing, right?
Yes.
And
Obama,
then...
Obama.
And have you heard about Obama? He's doing all the stuff. He's on his way here right now. He's wearing earmuffs. It's all cold outside because it's Chicago in the winter. And then all of a sudden it's like fucking the plumber, you know? And
well, Obama should come out.
Plunger. Oh, yeah, we've been talking about him.
What about
Obama's out first. Sorry.
What about this? Everybody's waiting for Obama to come, right? There's like, and then there's like a lag. There's like a pause, like silence.
Yes.
And you hear a toilet flushing.
Oh, no.
Nice.
And who's got a newspaper tucking under his arm?
And, no, it's not
and
that.
And a big stream of toilet paper coming out of his butt.
I see where you guys are going, I respect that direction, but I was actually thinking that Joe the Plumber would come out with a plunger.
He fixed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All set in there. He's not even here for the press conference.
Well, then you want to hear it not working first.
Well, then he comes out, and he's like, just a minute. Obama will be right out. I just fixed his toilet.
Oh, so Obama was on it while he was working on it? That's very intimate.
I think he was just peeing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sitting down?
No, he was standing like a man. Oh. He was standing the way that a man looks like high noon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like behind the cowboy shoulder.
Yes.
Behind
that's how I do it.
The villain shoulder.
So I sort of do it high noon where like my hands are out kind of ready to draw.
And the toilet
just
is the
just in case I need my hands.
Right. Yeah. And the toilet is the villain.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Even though the toilet's wearing white.
That's right. He's got a white hat.
Oh, yeah. And you've got a black t-shirt on. So now I'm thinking, Hayes, are you sort of Black Bart? And is the toilet...
Black Bort. This, Black Bort.
Black Bort.
This is an interesting...
from The Simpsons.
This is an interesting thing to consider, actually, which is all these characters should be black.
Oh, I don't know. Well, like Hamilton, you mean? Like it should be a diverse cast?
I know people
well,
like
except
that.
Obama.
Except Obama, yes.
Who
should be like from Alaska or something.
And then you think that would confuse the Sarah Palin?
The Sarah Palin. Okay. Yeah, so I guess they can both be some kind of freaky Eskimo.
Sarah Paleface.
That's good.
Maybe the characters are Native American and they call her.
I don't think, guys, I'm just giving my two senses. I think we should steer away from the racial.
From the racial stuff altogether. Julie wants all white people to be doing every show.
Every role is white.
Let's cast it later for the best people for the job and not think about it going into
it. I honestly thought we were past this. And to say, like, best people for the job is saying, like, well.
That's a code. That's a dog whistle.
Yeah. That's saying that, you know, we get to decide who the best people is, and if we're Julie, it's going to be white people.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what Julie just said. That's really hard for me to stomach as a friend of yours and as the Archduke on this musical.
Right.
So Obama comes out, right?
After Joe the Plumber...
Joe the Plumber, so
is he still on
there was
stage
a hot,
or did he leave?
Everyone's waiting for Obama, and they whisper Obama, Obama, and they're talking about waiting for Obama to come out and see
right,
him.
Right.
You hear the toilet flush. Big hush flush. Joe the Plumber walks out with the plunger.
Yeah.
And he says,
this is Joe the Plunger. And then the audience just finally can let it out. You know?
Yeah.
Because there's all this tension. And he goes, this is Joe the Plunger.
Joe the Plunger.
And then he says, I'm Joe the Plumber.
Right.
Okay. He says that now?
Well, he sings it.
Okay. How would that go?
I imagine it would just be like, I'm Joe the Plumber.
Okay.
Sort of like introducing the character to the audience kind of song.
I'm Joe the Plumber. This is Joe the Plunger. Ha ha. And that was the audience. The whole audience goes, ha ha.
How do they know to do that, though? Is that going to be in the program?
It's just it's the audience on the stage, the fake audience. I can see why this would
reporter?
Be confusing to you.
What if he calls
the people who were singing before were not the audience of the play.
I know that.
They were
Hayes,
the audience of the press conference.
I'm not
the
a
audience
fool.
Of the play is being quiet,
well,
ideally.
Okay, when you're saying audience, this is just a very syntactical question, which is, when you say audience, do you mean like, actors playing reporters at the press conference who generally sit where audience sits?
Yes.
In the theater of politics?
Yes. I can't presume to control what the audience is going to say or sing. If only I had that sort of power. But my sandbox is the stage. And so...
Here comes the sandbox.
And so... If, you know, I can run this dump truck along and, like, fill this bucket and things like that. But the audience... which is a grass, is out of my sandbox.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Or it's asphalt.
Yeah.
One thing you could maybe rhyme with plumber and plunger is if this guy calls Obama Obummer.
Yes. That's good.
So, yeah.
It's Joe the Plunger. Here comes Obummer.
Yeah.
And then Obummer comes out.
Obummer takes the stage.
Yes.
Walks up to the mic.
Yep.
And this probably isn't a song part. His first line is like, does anybody have any questions?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to do a toilet thing. Like, does anyone have any, like, toilet paper or something?
Oh, okay. But I'm sorry.
The toilet obsession.
Sometimes I feel like
when
I can
is this going to end?
Feel like I can finish your thoughts, uh-huh. And other times I feel like I'm on a completely different page.
If it's a toilet thing, yeah. You usually can, but
yeah, that one. He's really getting ready.
He's gonna sing.
What I was gonna say was that maybe Bummer starts to sing, but then Joe the plumber like interrupts him because he's like acting like a ham.
Because Obama is uh-huh. Joe the plumber now wants to be the star.
The star of the show.
Right.
Yeah.
We also want him to be brave and actually calling Obama out on some of his BS.
So maybe you should go to the back of the theater of the politics on the stage behind the reporters.
Yes,
and
because
wait his turn.
He actually didn't, if you actually remember what
Got
it was,
it.
He actually never thought he wasn't doing this to be famous, big famous star. He just like when he sees BS, he has to clear it out of the pipes. And so Obama's up there. Let's do it. Obama's like, listen, all you people, obey my laws. You better believe that I'm the boss. I'm more famous than the Wizard of Oz.
Sure.
And then Joe the Plumber's like, hold up.
And maybe he goes, I don't care for Obamacare. This drain's clogged with too much hair. Hey, you guys over there. Listen to me. Let's take the stairs,
wow.
And they all go upstairs,
oh
and they all go up the stairs to the stage.
You've done this
to rush the stage, you know?
You've done this before.
Oh, to rush to the press conference stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's where the stairs are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're rushing.
Oh, I thought you were on the second floor of the White House, and I was excited about a new set.
Oh, well, okay. How do I work in what the assistant boss thought?
It's just a note. You could take it or leave it.
No, we have to, because of your title now.
I want my title to be
it.
Queenie.
Okay.
That's your title.
Yeah. It doesn't need to bring power with it. Mm. But I just want to be like queen. Yeah, I want to be queen.
Does the E stand for something?
It stands
queen
for
E.
Easy
like
E.
Like the ecstasy queen?
Right.
And you're rolling your face off in a business meeting? That's fucked up, man. I mean, look,
and
I
you're
like
not,
to get down.
And you're not sharing the love?
No, I'm going to just sit here and give myself a massage.
Oh, wow. That must be some really clean stuff. So, anyway, Queen E.
I got it on
now
eBay.
Wants us to
did
go.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, that's funny.
I did hear that.
That's fucked up to think about, but it's actually very funny, too.
Are we on the second floor of the White House, or did you like
no,
the idea of staying
to be
in
now.
The press? Well, we don't have
Queen
to be.
E said, so now we're on the second floor of the White House.
I guess the White House is in Chicago.
Yeah,
which
unfortunately.
Is where we were before, I think.
Oh, because he hasn't been elected?
No, he has not been elected yet, because that's why McCain
Got
and
it.
Those
okay.
guys are
so
still
So he's
involved,
campaigning in his hometown.
Trying to beat him up.
Yes.
Got it.
Right. And so now we're on the second floor of the White House, I guess. And Obama's ready to jump off. He's so
depressed.
Sad about what happened. But he's not in the White House yet.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe George Bush invited him over for a snack.
Okay.
And Obama was saying, George, you'll never believe my story. Joe the plumber has destroyed me. I'm going to jump off the White House.
Pass the fiddle faddle.
Is that Bush?
That's Bush.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, because he's just focused on the snacks.
Yes.
That would be a fun part for someone.
Yeah, that we could stunt. We can definitely stunt that.
Be a fun part for someone fun.
Yeah, yes. No, that's a great role for the right comedic actor.
Comedian. I think they're just all comedian. I think of anyone who could be funny is funny.
Yeah. So how do we stunt this one?
Julie Bowen is a comedian.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she's so funny.
Bowen.
She's the woman of a thousand faces. She could do it.
Well, just like that's why she's named after David Bowen.
Yes, that's Bowen, right, because he had so many.
Bowen does Bush. I mean, that's, you know, that's on the poster. Or are you thinking
you're already like up to that you would cast a gender? That's cool.
Well, yeah, that's okay, what we're saying, right? That's a fun role.
Now we know where the line
is. She's doing past the fiddle faddle.
Now we know where the line is for Julie.
Got it. No, I'm catching up.
Gender stuff.
The gender line.
Give me a minute. Yeah. I'm rolling.
I'm a woman, so. I like that other women are doing stuff, but I'm not black, so none of them are allowed to do anything.
Are you talking, or are you pretending to be me talking?
I just happen to be inside your head right now, and I'm just saying exactly what your brain is saying.
Are you guys both mad at me?
It's not that.
But there's something going on.
That is going on, but that's not what you're picking up on.
Okay. Do you want to tell me, or should I guess like Rumpelstiltskin?
Rumpelstiltskin wasn't doing the guessing. Voice?
Yeah.
Actually. Oh, that's a good point.
If you actually remember the story,
he was guessing which house to go to because he had directions, and it was just like there wasn't a number at the time.
That's right.
It was just like, you'll know which house it is. You'll know.
Yeah. Which house is the gold stuff in?
Mm-hmm. What a stupid idiot he was.
Rumpus?
Yeah. You got to guess my name. Like, why even give her an out? You hold all the cards, man. Mm-hmm. Too clever for his own good. Remind you anybody? So, at this point, Bush is focused on the snacks. Yes. Obama's about to jump off the roof of the White House.
Where's Joe? Where's our hero?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like Joe needs to get involved.
Is he in the bathroom again?
Okay, so we hear the toilet flush.
Flush again.
Yeah.
But what if it sounds like a little weird? Like it could still be broken. So it's like a weird flush. It's like
a flush.
Maybe the toilet has a funny song.
Oh, the toilet song. More toilet stuff. Going a little bigger with it.
Yeah, now the toilet's
the toilet
a character.
Is a major character in the show.
It comes out. Well, and the toilet is forgotten by Joe the Plumber. Mainly that was his business, and
yes,
now that he's doing politics,
Joe the Plumber
it's
is
like,
in
like
politics.
It's sort of like,
Joe. Well, that's what I mean.
Who will fix me now?
To chase him around in a dream sequence.
The toilet is chasing Joe the Plumber?
Yeah, because he's like, come back to your
roots.
Come
back, Joe. I need to be fixed.
I think we basically got it.
We got the toilet song.
I don't know what.
But there's someone we're forgetting.
The rest is all polished.
I'm John McCain. I'm John McCain. I'm John McCain. I'm John McCain. I'm John McCain.
This should probably be like sort of an operetta.
Yeah.
Where the way he's doing it.
Like, yes. Like Porky and Bess, where it is all songs.
Yeah.
No talks.
It's me, John McCain.
Yes.
The opposite of a TED Talks.
Yes. The opposite of a TED Talks is a nice musical.
I wouldn't mind if that Levi character who knocked up the Palin girl has a song too.
He could be sexy and shirtless.
Yeah. My first name is Jeans. You know, like he's got something going on like that.
And my last name is Weens because it's Johnson.
Yeah.
Is there something? This might
What's
be a
in
little.
In between the man of your dreams, Levi Johnson. Levi Johnson.
It seems like it's like you're holding on to like a motorcycle.
Oh, he's riding a fucking monstro Harley.
What are these called? Like these are like pegs.
No, motorcycle pegs.
Are you talking about the handlebars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a little like sort of a. You know,
oh no,
fun.
Oh no, I don't. I
What's the toilet?
You might like this. I was actually thinking, it was a little witty. It was like a little witty. Like, who's the guy? Like Will Shorts? You know, like
the puzzle master.
Yeah, Puzzleman.
Yeah.
I was thinking because you said jeans.
Puzzleman
you know?
Versus Batman versus Superman. You know what I mean? That's the sequel. Even more guys fighting who we need on our side.
Of course, now we need, more superheroes.
Oh, great. But go ahead.
I was just thinking that, like, Levi, when you said my jeans and stuff, maybe he's like,
jeans.
Welcome to my jean pool, and then he, like, comes on his own hands.
Oh, he should at least be coming into like a pool. Little... He should at least come
like
into a
dead,
pool.
Like a dead pool.
Yeah.
Oh! Why don't you have the Deadpool?
Deadpool versus
character
Gene Pool.
You like that comes out and because you like that.
Is he even here?
He hasn't really been summoned by somebody.
Cody,
accidentally.
Do not take my picture. I am not even kidding today, Cody. Not a good day. Cody, not a good day for me, Cody.
We're not doing.
You don't
a
even
want
to know what happened to me before I came over here.
Cody, you have to be Julie in the picture.
Day.
Sorry.
And Julie's trying to be cool about she had
actually,
a hard
this
day
is a,
earlier.
Actually, this is a good opportunity for you, Cody, and please try to make the most of it.
Yeah.
Usually just being Cody.
Yeah, stick him out, Cody.
And that, so far,
not going.
Has been a resounding failure.
And get some shots of me, though.
Did you guys like that come in his own hands thing? It's hard to tell.
Well, I think it should at least be in a pool.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a pool.
No, it pulls up on his hand. I understand that, but I
in
don't think
hand.
That's going to read.
In his hand, like M&M's.
Oh, right, like the rapper?
Mm-hmm.
That guy could flow, man. Well, I mean, look, he's a little older, but.
Remember when Borat's friend fell on him? And he was like, "Oh, get this freaking butt out of my face." That was real.
Yeah, I really did that.
He was actually really mad. Face.
Between the him and stank. Triumph, like Eminem had a really hard time.
Yes.
You know, it was like
Triumph
comedians
was
were constantly trying to goof
with
on
them
him.
As well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Get this freaking dog out of here.
Yeah, stop making this dog make fun of me.
I'm just trying to collaborate with Elton John.
Yeah.
That was weird, don't you think?
Why?
Because you don't think people should be allowed to sing songs with gay people as well?
I mean,
so now we really know where the line is.
One Dido.
That was
the only night Dido wanted, I don't know, Dido's phone didn't ring.
And so now it's, now the woman.
It was making a point.
Has to be the winner over
the
gay man.
What was the point? Elton John's cool with it.
Can we all sing? Can everybody sing? Does it have to be just white women who are doing the singing, Julie?
Only white women could sing. Okay, I'll just be Dido and Celine Dion.
Celine Dion's father husband died. Isn't that sad?
Okay, well. Of course it's sad. That's why we don't bring it up on the show. You don't think I could bring that up if I want?
Great note to
it's
end
a huge
on, Julie.
Downer.
Are we done?
Cody has a heart out.
Cody has a heart out.
What do you have to do?
He has to put that red wig on.
What do you got going on, Cody?
I'm meeting up with my girlfriend. We're going to go to Dollar Tree.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like could happen anytime you want.
Before the show?
Yeah, yeah.
He did a upside down push-up. Did a handstand.
Handstand push-up.
Did a push-up while he was doing a handstand. Makes me think what kind of action these guys must get up to in the bedroom.
In the sack, you know? In the boudoir. Because if dude's upside down doing a push-up, that means...
Cody's doing a handstand?
He could be chowing, man.
Chowing while he's plowing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, mama.
Queenie.
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 You better believe that's a possibility for this dude.
The plow chow?
Yeah.
You know those dogs with the black tongues?
Chow chows.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
I feel like I want to cry.
Go
why?
Do
What's
it.
I don't know why.
Go
just
ahead.
Let loose.
I feel like I
this is such
cry.
A safe podcast.
It happens
for that.
A lot on this show, and we actually kind of are trying to get people to
cry,
do that.
Cry babies might be mad at us.
Did they? But they don't cry on that show, do they?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They do.
Wow,
Cody's engineered
like, oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Cody has to do a special engineering technique.
Are we into act two yet?
Because people are going,
oh,
Wah!
In the musical?
Yes.
Well, these songs are all 20, 25 minutes long.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want to write too many songs. That's, I think, a flaw in a lot of musicals.
Okay.
Like, you got one that works. Just ride that motherfucker. I don't know why we got to see another song. A lot of times
so
the other
saying,
one isn't that good.
Got it.
Like, Miss Saigon's got like two good songs.
Which ones?
Fucking the Major General one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Master of the House. And so, you know, I'm like, crank those bitches out again. Just do them for longer because those are tunes I could get behind.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the whiny shit.
Like what?
What?
Me so horny.
Well, definitely
yeah,
that.
Yeah, when she's like complaining like, about how horny she is.
Yeah, that's like, you know, put that, just have that be like a text. Like, yes. Have somebody march across the stage with a cue card to give me that information.
Like they do, yeah. On,
and
like,
they get
House
back
of Cards
into the jam.
When, like, Frank Underwood is, like, texting, like, Zoe
Barnes.
Joey, yeah. Barnes. And
like,
bloop.
Yeah. And you can see it on the screen.
You've got text.
Beep, beep.
You got texted.
Make those rabbit noises again.
Uh-oh. Rabbit food.
Cody just made.
Uh-oh.
He
oh, no, like, the Dollar Tree is closed.
A relief.
He must have learned those rabbit noises in salad class. Maybe I was listening. Rabbit food. I don't eat that shit. I eat fucking hot dogs and hamburgers. Sorry. American, proud of it. Fucking hot dog and hamburger sandwich. You motherfuckers. Come on. Get a brother, get a hamburger sandwich. Hello.
Have a nice time listening to the show again.
We hope you liked it as much as the first time.
We're wrapping up, aren't we? We're wrapping up fast.
Cody has a real hard out.
He
has
a nosedive. Really hard out. Nosedive into a hard landing, Cody.
Yeah. He's got an actual hard out.
Show me a photo of this girl.
Here's what he offered. I can stay till 8 if that helps. It's 7:59. So this was his like outside. Like,
got it.
And it's my fault. I was late.
He has to get a single can of Dollar Tree brand chicken and stars soup.
I've been crying for 15 minutes and none of you noticed.
He gets hair gel from Dollar Tree.
He does?
Depp.
Yeah. It's big.
It's kind of you could just use soup as hair gel if you...
Yeah, if you let it sit... Yeah, if you rub like it in your hands enough.
There's... Yeah. Just for our audience, this is dangerous. There's soups you can't use for that.
Like what?
The hot ones.
Julia base.
Yeah. If it's too hot...
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can use gazpacho. You can use...
Well, I'm glad I flew out here.
Like
for this.
Unless
this
you
is
like
what you came
vodka.
For? This is why you're here in LA.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
That's why I called you at the airport.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Queenie.
Can I do the bye?
Please.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.